From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal, but Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn thinks it's a good idea to take the matter to Parliament.
Parliament has to have a say, and this is a crucial decision for the future of this country. We're going to be looking at the issue of market access to Europe. We're going to be looking at the future of manufacturing industry, looking at the access of finance services to Europe, and of course, crucially, workplace regulations, environmental regulations, and consumer rights.
Prime Minister Theresa May has said she will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the European Union. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered as the rescue effort continues.
The fact that we are already talking of over 4,200 dead, when the whole of last year we're talking of 3,700 is of huge concern.
Viriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants to make the treacherous journey by telling them now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkish authorities say 11 pro-Kurdish lawmakers have been detained by local prosecutors. Among those detained are the co-chairman of the People's Democratic Party. This is VOA News. In a tearful address to her nation Friday, South Korean President Park Geun-hye said she is the one responsible for the current scandal rocking her government. She apologized and said she will allow a direct investigation into her role in the scandal. Ms. Park has been accused of allowing a friend of hers to meddle in state affairs. Thousands of people have protested against the president, and her approval ratings have dropped into single digits. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirms two of its soldiers were killed, two others wounded. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Islamic State fighters in Mosul are being urged to fight to the death. The terrorist group's leader and self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, released that message via social media late Tuesday. U.S. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates. The president hit the campaign trail Thursday to offer support to his fellow Democrat.
She knows that she's got to work hard because you are out there working hard. And by the way, she doesn't whine or complain or blame others or suggest everything's rigged when things aren't going her way. She just works harder. She just comes back better.
Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security materials in her emails during her four-year tenure as Secretary of State.
This is not what we need. It's going to be a mess. And they say it. They say it. This is going to be a mess for many years to come before they figure it all out. We don't need that. We need a president that's going to go in and do the job.
Two major opinion polls showed Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters, with a New York Times CBS News poll giving her a 45-42% lead, and the Washington Post ABC News tracking poll showing her with a 47-45 advantage. A veteran diplomat has been made U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. Sung Kim was sworn in Thursday at the State Department by Secretary of State John Kerry. Anti-corruption protests turned violent Thursday in Kenya's capital. Police were caught on a video beating at least one journalist and one protester. Protesters gathered in Nairobi's Uhuru Park to voice their opposition to what they say are increasing levels of corruption in President Uhuru Kenyatta's government. Early in the demonstration, police began firing tear gas to disperse the protesters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.